Earth, sky.
I think the most important thing people ought to know about the Earth's forests is whatever you're doing, whenever you're doing it, and wherever you're doing it, somewhere around the planet, there's going to be a tree falling, and that will not be replaced. We lose a football field's worth of forest every 4 seconds. Those are scary numbers. And Landsat is the eye on Earth that's allowing us to measure that, to monitor it, and also, importantly, to inform people and to distribute the information on where those changes are happening.
You're listening to satellite researcher Alan Bellward, and this is Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science. Dr. Bellward works for the Institute for Environment and Sustainability, part of the European Commission's Joint Research Center in Ispra, Italy. Dr. Bellward heads the Land Resource Management Unit, which looks at changes to land cover and land use on a global scale. An essential tool for that is data from the Landsat satellite program, which has taken detailed pictures of forest canopies for over 40 years. Dr. Bellward spoke about seeing Earth's forests from space with Earth Sky's Jorge Salazar.
Dr. Bellward, welcome to Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science.
I'm delighted to be here.
Please tell us about the Land Resource Management Unit. What does it do and what is your role in that?
The Land Resource Management Unit is one of 8 scientific units. A unit is a group of scientists all working on a common theme. There are about 1,400 of us full-time here at this research center in northern Italy. What we're doing is to provide scientific evidence for European policymaking on issues like climate change and global development, sustainable development programs. Our policymakers have an increasing demand for science-based evidence to support their work, and that's one of our jobs, is to provide that evidence. In the land resource management area, it's basically the basic factor driving it is that natural resources, things like forests and land to grow crops, are getting more and more scarce. There's a lot more pressure on them. There's a lot of competition now. Do you use a forest as a carbon sink? Do you use it as a protected area for biodiversity? Or do you use it for fuel wood? There's all sorts of competing demands on our resources. And to make sensible decisions on trade-offs between different uses, you need evidence on where these resources are, what sort of condition they're in, how they're changing. And so that's the sort of area we're in, trying to balance policy decisions on the basis of detailed information on just where the natural resources are, what condition they're in, and how it's changing.
Tell us a little bit about your involvement recently in something called the Global Forest Remote Sensing Survey for the United Nations. This assessed how humans are changing forests on a global scale. What did you find and how was it done?
This is something that the United Nations Food and Agricultural Organization has actually been doing since the 1940s. Every few years, they produce this detailed report on the state of the world's forests. These reports rely on statistics provided by the different countries around the world. I think more than 190 countries give them statistics on where the forests are and how much of it there is and what they're doing with it. But for the last few years, they've also been running a remote sensing survey. So they've been using satellite imagery as an independent assessment of what the state of the forest resources are. And what the latest survey has done, which we worked with them as one of the partners on that survey, what they found is that about 30% of the whole planet's land area, certainly in 2005, about 30% of it was covered in forest. And rather worryingly, between 1990 and 2005, we've lost about 180 million acres of forest. That's rather a lot. If you actually take 180 million acres over those 15 years, and you think about what that means on a human scale, if you think about something like a football field, now if you can imagine that all covered in forest, it takes something less than 4 seconds to lose that entire area of forest. So we're losing about a football field's worth of forest every 4 seconds of every minute of every day. And that's lost. That's net loss. That's including all the new trees that have been planted around the world. When I say we've lost 180 million acres, that's really gone. That's not been replaced by new stuff. So it doesn't matter what you're doing or where you're doing it. Somewhere around the planet, there's a tree falling, and it's fallen for good.
How is satellite data from Landsat used in this global forest remote sensing survey?
Where Landsat comes in is because it's a global system. So we're looking at every point on the Earth's surface with the same amount of detail, with the same scientific rigor, if you like. We're making the same measurement. And that's extremely important because it means when I make a statement about forest cover change around me here in northern Italy, or you, or in the center of the African Congo Basin, we're using the same measurement, the same precision to it. And what we've done with the colleagues in the UN FAO is we've taken about 13,000 plots around the world. Now, these are distributed uniformly. So every 60 miles or so, north, south, east, west, we take a sample plot and we map the change in an area of about 25 acres. And then that is done 13,000 times in 1990, in 2000, in 2005. Because, of course, the other delightful thing about Landsat is, because it's up there and orbiting, it comes back time after time after time, so that we can look at this change over time. We can keep going back to the same 13,000 points and find out what's happened.
You know, how important is Landsat in monitoring how humans are changing forests on a global scale?
I have to say Landsat has been, it's an absolutely unique tool for us. And I think it's unique for three reasons, really. One is the longevity of the program. I mean, where else can we get a chance to look back at part of the world for 40 years? We can go back to 1972 for various points on the planet's surface and look at how that forest has changed. It's the definitive source. It's the only way we can go back that far in time consistently around the planet. That second point is consistently around the planet. It's global. Right from the beginning, the people managing the Landsat program have gone out of their way to make sure that there's imagery from different parts of the world. You know, you've looked everywhere. And then the final real bonus is over the last few years, since the data archive was opened up for free and open access. And those three factors, the longevity, the global data acquisition program, and the free and open data access, have really, it is a wonderfully valuable resource for forest monitoring.
You've been listening to satellite researcher Alan Bellward of the European Commission's Joint Research Center. Our thanks today to the NASA and USGS Landsat program, creating an unparalleled record of Earth's changing landscapes. I'm Deborah Bird. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.